Good morning, everybody. Actually, good afternoon. It's about 1 second past noon on September 9th, 2021. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is 3K12 Education Talk Radio, and we're going to head down to Hartsville, South Carolina today to speak with the president of Coker University, Dr. Natalie Harder, and their new VP of College Experience, my old friend, Pat Rickards, okay, who you may know from the Driving Force Institute. Pat's been on before. We're usually talking about social studies with him, and we probably will be doing that again in the future. But he is the new VP down there, and he's working hard to get the word out all about Coker University, which is a darn fine school. And we're going to talk to Dr. Harder and see all the cool things they're doing as they're really working to meet the needs of first-generation college students. And I was so impressed with that, I wanted to make sure we got them on the show. We're going to archive the show at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. That's our consortium for equity. You all probably know that by now. Go over there. You will enjoy our magazine, Equity and Access. Everything we do over there is free. All right. We're starting a new website, which is called SEL Today. That's going to be linked over there pretty soon, all about the equity side of social-emotional learning. And, of course, we archive every podcast over there. ace-ed.org. You are cordially invited. And without further ado, let's say ladies first. Good morning, Dr. Harder. My name's Larry Jacobs. Call me Larry.
Good morning, Larry, and thank you for allowing me to be on the show.
It's an honor to have you on the show. Okay, you're welcome here anytime. Okay, are you being nice to Pat?
I'm being as nice as I can.
Good. That's the answer we want to hear. Okay, that's the answer. Pat, my old buddy, how you doing down there?
I am good, Larry. How are you today?
I'm fine. How's up? I must ask Mr. X, New Jersey, how's the summer in South Carolina?
I can honestly say the summer in South Carolina is not much different than the summer in South Jersey once you're off the shore.
Wow, they're saying so, but I can guarantee you one thing, the winter is going to be a lot different.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, it's great. Pat, welcome here in your role as college vice VP of College Experience at Coker University. And Dr. Harder, do you want me to call you Dr. Harder or Natalie, whatever you feel comfortable with?
Natalie's great, thanks.
Natalie is good with me. Natalie, how long have you been president, and brag about your school for a few minutes? Okay, just give us the history.
Sure. I became the president last June. Not dull taking that on in the middle of the, or I guess now, unfortunately, it's not the middle of the pandemic. Like it's just
continuing.
The beginning.
Yeah. Continuing pandemic.
But, you know, Larry, I was just drawn to the history here. I was drawn to, the PD region where Coker sits is rural. It has educational attainment issues. And I was so impressed with the commitment by the institution to serve its community as well as the state of South Carolina and beyond. But they're just the recognition that there's so much work to do in its own backyard, really is what drives me. I have from a higher education perspective, I have a community college background. And so I believe you meet students where they are, and your job is to lift them up to where they have the capability to be, much higher, even sometimes than they even know themselves. And the fact that Coker was focused on that just made me want to come down here. And the campus is beautiful, and the community is extremely supportive. And I feel very fortunate to be here. Larry? Hello?
Sorry. I had my mic on mute. Sorry about that. I couldn't figure out why you couldn't hear me. Sorry about that. Okay. I coughed a little bit when you were talking, so I put my mic on mute so nobody could hear that and forgot to take it off that. I apologize. When you said all that, where are you from? Are you from South Carolina?
I'm originally from Buffalo, New York.
Similar climate, so you'll be fine.
Yeah.
That's a joke. Now, there is a difference in climate. That's all I have to say on that one. Okay, you're gonna. How long have you been in South Carolina? Since June?
Right, but I spent 8 years in deep Louisiana. So,
okay.
To be honest, it's fresh. Yeah, but it's not anywhere near as I would say tough from a heat and humidity perspective as South Louisiana.
There you go. Well, I've been to both. I've actually been to Florence too, right near you, South Carolina. So I know what's going on. And I'll throw this out to both of you, whichever one wants to answer. What's the history of the school, Coker University? And I love what you're doing with meeting the needs of first gen students. But let's just put the history of it into perspective. Who wants to do that, Pat or Natalie?
Well, I'm happy to answer a bit, and then Pat can glom up. You know, the college started out as a high school for both boys and girls. Something folks might not thought of back in South Carolina in the late 1800s, but you know, progressive thinking about education for both genders. And in 1908, it became Coker College, and it was only for women. And then in 1908 in South Carolina. So it has a very rich history of understanding the importance of educating everyone, no matter what your status is in life. And Pat, how would you build on that?
I want to ask, is it a historically black college and university? Is it an HBCU?
No, it is not.
Okay, cool. Pat, you want to build on that?
Yeah, no, I think it plays such an important role. I think what you've seen over the last century is Coker University really adapting to meet the needs of the region and the needs of the state.
Yeah.
And as Natalie described, you know, we started off as a women's college.
Yeah.
And what we've seen, and I think you know one of the reasons why our board was so excited to hire Dr. Harder to take over as president is really recognizing that the student population continues to change. And we really have to now prioritize as you look at first-generation college goers,
you
look at really the needs of low-income students and those sorts of things. We needed a leader who both understood that but also knew how to drive a strategy and achieve the goals so that we're delivering on it. And that's what we've seen over the last year, and that's what we're seeing moving forward.
And is fabulous. Go ahead, Natalie, please, go ahead.
Sorry. And I appreciate that, but the fact is that I've also lived it. I'm first generation myself.
Ah, congratulations, doctor, I might add. Okay, here, think about that. First generation college student, you're president of a university. Think about that.
Yep.
That kind of says it all, doesn't it?
It does. I spoke to a group of first gen yesterday. And I said, you know, not everybody's born saying, oh, I can't wait to lead a college. But the fact is, what education does is open the door. You can choose to walk through it. But if you don't get the education, you won't have those options.
Thank you very much. That's exactly right. And I do want to talk about first generation, but I just want to ask very quickly. You mentioned it before. How are we doing with COVID on campus? The pandemic is still going on, that darn Delta variant, et cetera. Just out of curiosity, you hear things, you read things. What's happening at Coker with that?
I'll tell you, Larry, we are doing an outstanding job. Back in June, with Patrick's help, we crafted a message and a focus on the institution, a challenge to get us to 80% vaccination rate. Faculty and staff are closer to 90. Our students are rounding to 70.
Wow.
But just today I was reviewing the COVID numbers of peer colleges, and we're doing, I mean, we're in single digits,
and we've had
classes going on since August 17th. So, yeah, it's very good.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's wonderful. Good job, Pat. I love hearing that.
We put some hard lines in terms of what we were expected.
But
Natalie made clear, you know, we need to do everything we can to make sure that our students have as normal a year as we can possibly do.
That's right.
And, you know, we're seeing it now. We're seeing, you know, behaviors have changed. We're requiring, you know, for those who aren't vaccinated, they have to provide us a negative test every week. We saw just a handful of students that failed to do that this week, and if they didn't give us the test, they were then locked out of campus. Their IDs were deactivated. We already know, woe be the students that are working out in our gym early in the morning, because Dr. Harder comes in, and if they're not wearing masks, she makes sure that they are. They know to expect that.
Yeah.
And
good.
Pat does
Excellent.
It at lunchtime.
Those darn kids. Okay, that's all I have to say on that subject, okay? You whip them into shape, that's good. Okay, I mean, it's just, it's so scary out there, and I'm glad things are going so well. You folks, and actually, Natalie, you might want to talk on this one. There's programs out there, and amazingly, I am so happy about this, it's not an acronym, okay, the TRIO programs, federal. All right, Upward Bound, Talent Search, Student Support Services, 3-3 in TRIO, amazingly in education, not an acronym. Okay, because we have enough of those. But take those three programs, okay, again, Upward Bound, Talent Search, and Student Support Service, the TRIO programs, and tell me how you're working with them. And, Pat, feel free to join in. Both of you can join in at any time to create this strategic plan to get more first-generation students in there. Go ahead.
Yeah, Larry, I appreciate that. So our first go-around at TRIO was our first application ever from Coker, we were funded last year, $260,000 a year for the next 5 years. So and we felt that student support services was really where we needed to ground ourselves in excellence. If we ever chose to go after the other two prongs of the TRIO program. But, we serve a large portion of our students are already first-generation, low-income,
yep.
or students with disabilities. And so, even before I got here, there was a recognition by the institution that if you are not doing everything you can to surround these students with the services they need and they leave with essentially nothing except debt. Owe some credits that if they're lucky, they can figure out how to get back into an institution and use those. But when you fail a first-gen student, a low-income student, or a student with disabilities, that ripple not only affects their life, but the people around them.
That's right.
I mean, I believe you have to get it right.
Right, and getting it right is the key. Go ahead, continue, please. I mean, it's just beautiful what you're doing. Yeah, go ahead. So how are you doing this?
Well, so we've got, I mean, first and foremost is the understanding at the institution that what TRIO is an umbrella, right? It is protecting these students from the things they are already at risk for in terms of dropping out. And then you build infrastructure so that they don't, you can't lose them. They may fall through one hole in one net, but there needs to be another net underneath that.
Good point.
So
it's
things like intensive academic advising, really talking about careers, taking them on cultural educational trips and events. As I'm sure you know, Larry, oftentimes these first-gen students, they've never been out of their county. They've never
That's
been
right.
out of their state. And
That's
so
right.
you have to show them what's possible. There was an individual, the commissioner for higher ed back in Louisiana, and she used to say they got to see it to be it. And I firmly believe that. So that is good. I mean, we even, out to the point where we're advising them on grad school. We've got clear, obviously, academic tutoring, financial literacy, education, all the things they need to be able to make smart decisions for themselves about things they didn't know, they didn't even know.
Yeah, it's amazing. Pat, I'm going to ask. I was just going to go over to you, Pat. You're the VP of College Experience. And the three of us know all that. Okay? We do, and we know what we have to do. The kids we're taught, the students, I shouldn't keep saying kids, the young adults we're talking about don't know all this. Okay? And they all are, again, young kids. Okay? I don't care if they're 18. They're still young. All right, especially compared to me. All right, so my point is, are they aware of how important this is to really pay attention to all the good you're doing them? I mean, kids are kids, but these people have a opportunity that's beyond belief at a darn good school. How are they doing with all that, Pat?
I think they're getting there. I think they're really getting there. And, you know, as Dr. Harder has explained, I mean, we're providing a full umbrella of services. And you look at a Coker University, 60%, 60, of our student population actually qualifies for TRIO services. And so, you know, it really, and so as we've built this out over, you know, really since the beginning of the calendar year, really built this out in a way that makes sense. You know, it's recognizing that for many years, you know, we've had some terrific faculty that have provided, you know, writing tutoring services under our Writer's Studio, who have provided math tutoring services under our QL Lab, you know, providing the very sort of academic supports that TRIO is also going to be, also provides for students. But what we're doing is making sure they're seeing all those other pieces that Dr. Harder's talking about as well, that we're recognizing, you know, that we're providing them, you know, real understanding into the financial aid process so they know what it is
yep.
they're eligible for, what they can apply for, how to use their funds. We're working with them just in terms of financial literacy itself so they know how to manage their money both while
Good.
They're a student here as well as when they graduate. You know, looking at those other academic opportunities. I think as Dr. Harder had mentioned, you know, we're doing trips and things, and I think one of the most eye-opening experiences when you talk to students who are in TRIO is back in the spring we took a TRIO trip to Atlanta and, you know, and spent some time touring some HBCUs out there. And
yeah,
for many
lovely.
Of our students, it was eye-opening because they've never left the PD region of South Carolina.
Wow.
But it really is. It's looking at those sorts of opportunities and seeing what we have to do out there. But I think, you know, to your question, you know, we have, you know, because this is a new program, because, you know, you have students that, you know, they never learned about TRIO in high school and those sorts
exactly.
of things. It's an educational process. It's making them see that, one, these services are out there, that, two, they're eligible for them, that, three, you know, these are the sorts, you know, because of this, you know, they're going to be able not just to succeed academically in the classroom, but really develop into the sorts of leaders we expect every Coker
right.
to be
That's
once
right.
they graduate.
That's
but
right.
I think an equally important, you know, becomes, you know, particularly in today's day and age when you have, you know, this culture where, you know, either you're absolutely right or you're absolutely wrong
yeah.
about things. We need
yeah.
to also make sure there's no stigma for those who are part of TRIO. You know, this is a wonderful program
that
we all should
that.
Be celebrating.
Without question. And I'm hoping that there is no stigma attached to that. There should not be, okay, because what we're doing, when the kids get involved with TRIO or any program like that, they are helping all of us. And that's what they have to understand. These are federal programs. We help them, everybody. It's federal, okay? And they, in turn, will eventually help us. They don't even know that yet, okay? But that's what it's geared to do. It's not geared just for the student. It's geared for society. There's going to be – when they succeed, there's a payback, and that works, and it works great, and they have to understand. I think it's really wonderful what you are doing. Okay, where are you recruiting students from? And by the way, Pat, before we go on, you mentioned something, and I wasn't sure what it meant. You said the PD region of South Carolina. What's that? PD region.
That's the part of South Carolina that the Coker University is a proud part of. If you look
What's
at
PD?
Sort of the map, it used to be a Native American tribe, still is. It's named after a Native American tribe. And essentially it stretches from, you know, that Florence area on 95 that so many of your
yeah.
listeners in the Northeast know as they drive to Florida,
yeah.
all the way
yeah.
down to Myrtle Beach.
Oh, no kidding. And that's called the PD region. Do you know the tribe?
It's the PDs.
Spell it. I thought it was initials.
P-E-E-D-E-E.
Thank you. I thought it was initials, like Piedmont Direct or something, okay? You know, thank you. I didn't know. I'd never heard of PDs. Okay, that's good. Thanks a million. I appreciate that. And I've been to
sure.
that whole area. All right. Where are you folks getting your students from? How do you get the word out of the wonderful things you're doing and the wonderful opportunities that Coker offers? Pat, I'll throw that one to you. Okay, how's
so
the word get out there?
I mean, we're fortunate as part of our TRIO program. We have a couple of terrific TRIO success coaches that work with our students both on the recruitment side as well as on the programmatic side. And, you know, they spent, you know, the first few weeks of the term, you know, they were out there hosting recruiting events, having parties, having discussions, you know, really getting in front of as many students as they could. One, to just demonstrate the value of TRIO and the importance it has on campus. And then two, to hopefully get as many as possible to, you know, fill out an application to see if they're eligible for the services. And, mm-hmm. you know, those recruitment efforts, you know, have really been terrific. But I think, you know, one of the most important ones, and my hope is that we have a video from Dr. Harder coming on this soon, is they've been able to capture videos, which you can find on their Coker TRIO Instagram account, where they talk to students, they talk to faculty, they talk to others who have benefited from TRIO. Have been first-generation college mm-hmm. goers yep. who could benefit from TRIO, to really talk about that meaning, you know, finding that 1 minute. And you know, I have to say, they are some of the most powerful videos I've seen, not just for why one should be a member of TRIO, but quite honestly, why one should come to Coker University in the first place.
Yeah, yeah, they should. I'm beginning to understand this. So TRIO is not the way they come into Coker. They're not applying for TRIO before they get there. Yeah, and
It is one of those things. You know, we do a lot of work as part of the admissions and recruiting process, you know, to understand our students. So as they come in, as I said, you know, we know that 60% of our students would be eligible for it. You know, we know, you know, sort of the financial needs of our students. We talk to them before they ever set foot as a freshman on campus. We understand if they're first-generation college students. We understand if they have other needs. And so now it's a matter of really taking those services and making sure that all of those students who are eligible for them are taking full advantage of them.
Absolutely. And so is the biggest obstacle getting them to understand this is a good thing, and I'll say it this way, nothing to be ashamed of, if I may? Okay, which it isn't, by the way. Am I correct?
Absolutely. I think it's one of those things that, you know, you just always, you know, you're always going to have those folks that are worried about signing up for programs and, you know, somehow that you're going to flag them.
Yeah.
And that's not the intention of all. I think, you know, you can see, you know, if you're doing tutoring, if you're a TRIO student doing tutoring in our writing studio, that's no different than if you're the president's son getting tutoring in our writing studio.
Tell those kids, the federal dollars are there for United States citizens, okay, and people who pay in. You're supposed to use every one of those dollars if you are eligible. Never be embarrassed about that, ever, ever, ever.
Not at all. And I think, and that's really what we're trying. I think we are. You know, and Dr. Harder knows this better than any of us. I mean, we know who our students are, and it's a matter of making sure we're giving them every opportunity to succeed.
Absolutely. Yeah, go ahead, Natalie, please.
And I would say one of the things that's been very exciting to see, Larry, is, for example, we have hundreds of student athletes, and it's our coaches inviting the TRIO folks in to talk to the student athletes.
Right.
And so I think what's exciting is that being embraced as a way to, again, help students be successful and be retained and help them graduate by many people on campus. So, and you know, and for athletes, a lot of times, many times, they look to their coaches for guidance, and the fact that our coaches are inviting them in and saying, this is important, and if you're eligible, you should sign up, is going to be key.
Right. It is so great. And didn't you tell me this? Didn't you guys win one of the athletic teams won a big championship, didn't they, Pat?
Our field hockey team did, yes.
Yeah.
Last year won the SAC, actually earlier this spring, I should say, won the SAC championship.
And is it that's a woman's field hockey, right? Could be guys. Yeah, could be
it
guys.
Is.
And how's the soccer team doing?
The men's soccer team is ranked, I believe, Dr. Harder, in the top five now. The new ratings came out. I know it's definitely top 10, but our men's soccer team is highly ranked in the country right now.
Good. Did you hear that, Natalie?
I did. I haven't had a chance to see that, but Larry, we'll send you the how you can stream it.
Yeah,
the game.
I'm a big soccer fan, so please tell these kids this is really good stuff. Are most of your kids from South Carolina?
The majority of our students are from South Carolina. Yes.
Are you recruiting outside the state?
We do, but I feel strongly that, you know, take care of your home. And to your point, Larry, the fact is, as you know, the number one indicator of a child's a higher of a child's educational attainment rating or rank is whether his or her parents are educated. And so, as you said, it is just, it's a ripple effect if when we help these individuals, these students succeed.
Right. It's a generational ripple effect. It goes on and on and on and on. I must ask, when you talk to your fellow college presidents, okay, and you tell them that you are, and I'm going to use this cruel word, marketing, so to speak, for which I think is wonderful, by the way, first-gen students, okay, first groups of kids going to college. When you tell them about that and you tell them how you're using the TRIO stuff, what's the conversation between you and other college presidents?
Usually their response is, oh, they're not necessarily aware of the TRIO programs. I tend to tell them more about it than, oh, yes, yes, very much so.
That's unbelievable.
I would add, you know, first of all, let me correct myself. The Coker men's soccer team is now 15th in the nation, Division II men's soccer.
That's huge, by the way.
I would add, I mean, when Dr. Harder's talking about her engagement with other college presidents and what we're doing to address first gen, she's never going to tout her own horn, but I'd also say, you know, she's been a leader here in South Carolina and has definitely pushed the campus to also advocate for the double Pell campaign. And so we've launched another piece on that actually yesterday to share our student stories in terms of how important Pell is. And Dr. Harder has long been an advocate in making clear that the growth of Pell grants is important not just to our institution, but more importantly to our students.
I will certainly drink to that. How many kids go there, Pat?
We have about 1,000 students.
That's nice. Are they all live on campus or not?
The majority of them live on campus.
That sounds like fun. I may apply. Right? I may go back. I mean, it's really real. This is really what you folks are doing and the way you're handling this with these students and their families, okay, is guaranteeing them success, okay? If they do what you tell them, they will be successful at college, in graduate school, and through their lives. You really are making a difference. You're making a difference. You know that, Natalie.
No other reason to get out of bed in the morning, right, Larry?
Yeah.
No other reason.
You really are. And you're just, it's a small school. There's room for growth. And you're able to, when you go to a college, I mean, Michigan State has 200,000, 500 million students, okay? When you go to a small school like Coker, I mean, you have a good chance of making it and making it well and learning, okay? And it's just so – you guys are just so – you're just impressing me like you can't believe, okay? I want to thank you both. I mean, it's just wonderful, okay? Just wonderful what you're doing.
Well, we appreciated the chance to tell you about all the good stuff that's happening at Coker. And to your very early point, Larry – you know, Patrick has brought innovative ideas and thought processes, and I can't wait to see what else we're going to do together with him on the team.
Well, he's a good buddy of mine, I'll tell you, and he's a rather innovative gentleman. You only see the tip of the iceberg so far, okay? It's just wonderful. You're lucky to have each other. That's all I can say on that one, right, Pat?
I am indeed lucky to be here and working with Dr. Harder and the team at Coker. There's no doubt about that.
And you're also out of a New Jersey winner. I like that one even more. That's great. It's terrific. All right, both of you, take care. Good luck. Have a great semester. We'll talk more, okay?
All right, thanks,
Claire.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Dr. Natalie Hunger, the president of Coker University, she's doing a great job down there. Okay, and Pat Rickards, who's the VP of College Experience, my old buddy from Driving Force Institute, still doing that, the big social studies site, Driving Force Institute, coker.edu. Check it out. This is a damn good school. All right, and they're working hard to make these kids successful, first-gen kids. We'll archive over at ace-ed.org. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Education Talk Radio, the voice of the Consortium for Equity in Education, ace-ed.org. Thanks for listening.